This is Ethically Speaking.
Last week, we asked for your help with the following ethical question.
Is it unethical to make a promise to a dying person in order to comfort them, if you know you will be unable to fulfill that promise?
You send us these responses at our website, ethicallyspeaking.org.
With regard to lying to the dying, one Missoula listener thought it not immoral if you lie convincingly enough that they aren't suspicious. Another listener suggested that in these incredibly personal interactions that no lie was taking place because the promise is not really a promise, but rather a confirmation of an emotional bond between the two people. To some, the kind of promise mattered. A small promise, such as the false promise not to cry upon their death in order to strengthen them in their final hour, would not be ethically wrong, according to one listener. Whereas another wrote, if you tell a dying person a whopper to make them feel better, you are practicing a sort of ethical necrophilia. Others pointed out that the promise maker is the one who suffers from a false promise. They will have to live with their lie, which, according to one listener, would not be pleasant. And lastly, this comment. Ethically, I would have to say that it is wrong to promise anything that you have no plans of following through on. Yet morally, I think it is the right thing to do to let someone die in peace. And what do philosophers have to say?
This is a difficult situation because we're just trying to provide comfort, and who is it going to hurt? One problem with false promises to the dying is that it puts all of us on notice that we should doubt the veracity of promises that we hear on our deathbeds. Wondering if the promise is false or not is not likely to give us comfort when we find ourselves in that position. The other problem is that the promise maker will have to live with the knowledge of the false promise. Grieving the death of a loved one is hard enough. Grieving the deception of a dying loved one adds unnecessary anguish. Recent literature on dying well tells us that the dying process can be a wonderful time for candor and reconciliation. Ethically speaking, it's better to work to understand why the dying person so desperately wants a particular promise, and then find a promise that can honestly be made and kept.
Here is next week's question. Everyone has had the experience of being caused harm by another, but forgiveness is a different matter. Under what conditions do you think people should forgive? Under what conditions is forgiveness not appropriate?
Respond anonymously to this and other upcoming topics at our website, ethicallyspeaking.org.
Ethically Speaking is produced by the Practical Ethics Center at the University of Montana, Missoula.
The show's producers are Denny Elliott, Dean Ritz, and Justin Whitaker. Music by Eric Hutchins.